Hello and welcome to 360 Documentaries on RN. Kirsty Melville here, back in the chair after a month of recording some extraordinary stories around Europe. You'll hear those a little later in the year. And a big thank you to Catherine Franey for doing the job so capably in my absence. Today on the program, it's all about the characters you meet when you're walking the city streets.
To me, it's a daily routine, almost a struggle. As hundreds of commuters emerge out of the depths of Central Station, we all turn right into Devonshire Tunnel. Acting like zombies, clenching our bag, avoiding eye contact in order not to be noticed. One thing for sure, forget your iPod and you are exposed. Without a sound fortress, you're vulnerable.
My real name's Nathan Brandon James Covesy. I was born on the 5th of February 1992 at the Royal Brisbane Hospital for Women and Children. But I go by Johnny, or Dead Johnny. Well, I play the saxophone right now because I need money for alcohol and drugs.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care.
I've been walking through the tunnel every day for a year now, and I just feel guilty. Guilty for not listening, guilty for walking past charities, just guilty.
The Tunnel of Shame, coming up a little bit later in the program. First up though, often when you encounter eccentric people on the street or in your community, the ones talking to everyone or to no one in particular, they can make you feel a little bit uneasy. But if you stop and take the time to get to know them, there's often a kind and interesting character behind the eccentricity. Well, today we're going to look at the world through the eyes of Trevor, a colourful identity on the streets of Brisbane. Saying a whole sentence is a challenge for him because of his complex disability, but he leads a very full life. Producer Kate Walton spent many months with Trev as he walked the streets of Brizzy recording himself, attempting to hold down a job, and constantly searching for that free cup of coffee. But she also found that the people around Trevor, the people helping him to survive successfully in the community, were also pretty interesting. This is Trev's world.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
New wow on me. No.
New radio man.
Yeah. ABC me.
You got your key?
Yep.
That's good, you.
1, 2, 3.
Trevor has a grin, almost permanently smacked across his face, though it's missing a few teeth. He's wearing a collection of pretty rings on one hand, he has a Batman bag slung over his back, and he's wearing a dinner suit. His face is weathered, and it's painted with orange and white stripes and whiskers. Today, he's a tiger. He opens his mouth and this is what comes out.
This is fucking damaged, shithead. Oh, pretty girl.
Yeah, my name's Trevor.
Look at that cop shop. No way.
Follow me.
Now, do you want to put the headphones on? You can hear yourself.
1, 2, 3.
I met Trevor in 2010 when we were introduced by a friend. But I quickly realised that I'd been seeing him around for years.
1, 2, 3.
Trevor's part of the landscape of Brisbane, travelling on buses, yeah. Cycling the streets of West End, or sitting on the footpath.
I don't do jog. I'll walk in.
So let me have it back.
Most people have a sense of uneasiness, or even a grimace when they first encounter him. I was drawn to his warmth and eccentricity, and wanted to make a radio program with Trevor about his world. But he didn't even know what radio was.
What are we doing next?
Walk.
You
want
to walk?
Yep. Hey.
Oh, good.
Hey. You follow me.
You're following
me. No, you follow me.
He's like a local. Everyone just knows Trevor.
Do I?
We get to know a lot of people when I go out with Trevor.
My mate up there, eh?
Yeah, you're cheeky. He's been a gorilla, he's been a Santa, he's been a Spider-Man, and he's been a Batman.
Oh, that's how he's
here. Have you been
he means to Cheeky, we give him a clip of the ear.
See you, old man.
Oh, you're old man.
He has so many friends. He knows people all around Brisbane and different vocations, people driving buses, the police, the librarian, the shopkeepers. He's a real fixture, and that's really rich for Trevor, and I think he adds a lot to people's lives. Because when he comes up to you, he's smiling, he's laughing, he's playful, he wants to have a joke with you, he wants to engage with you. And when you're having a sad day, I think for a lot of people in our city, that's a good person to have around.
So you go hide that bus? We weren't coming.
If I need to catch a bus somewhere, Trevor can give me the bus number.
You want 199, come, eh? No, yeah, 199. Fairfield go. I know that driver. Hey, driver.
Hey, Trevor, how you going, mate?
Oh, superb.
People don't interact these days on buses. They get on buses and that's it. Some people do, but, you know, not like Trev. There's all sorts of bus drivers that know him, and he's well known through Brisbane for enjoying driving around the buses. Okay, name's Leslie Thompson, and I'm a Brisbane City Council bus driver. I work the City Glider, and I've known Trevor for about 3 years. 3 years, I think.
She's top driver.
It's all the females that are all the best drivers, by the way. But he always likes to sit up the front so we can see what we're doing and we can have a chat. You know, when I used to do the 199s and all that, they'd get on, how you going, Trev? How you going, Trev? How you going, Trev? A lot of people know him around. He's like a local. If there's something happened in the city, he'll know about it. And he'll tell you about it.
When that bus hit that cab, smash. See that car hit that cop shop. Not here, up in Nawa.
He likes a bit of action, drama. He's a gentleman. Always helps people get on and off the bus if he senses they need help. You know, a lady will get on with a wheelchair or walking stick and have lots of shopping, and he'll try to assist them if he can. Some people don't like to be assisted, but he'll offer anyway.
What did you do today, nursing?
I drove my bus.
What bus?
City Glider.
A good bus?
Yes, very good.
I'm missing me. 1, 2, 3. Amazing way.
So do you like holding the microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it? So, what did you learn today, Trevor?
T-R-E-O.
You missed a letter.
T-R-B-E-V-O.
Be hard, can't it?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Where are we?
You tell me.
New Farm. Ah, shit. West End. Fucking dog. Oh, your bastard.
Trevor, give me the recording device.
Hey, who's that? Yes. That's you again.
G'day, Trevor.
Hey, Danny.
Almost every day, Trevor visits a place to belong in Thomas Street.
She's best mother in West End.
Oh, there you go. It's best mother now.
Yeah.
You have sugar?
Yeah, free sugar. She's got grey hair.
That's so unfair.
Yeah,
no. We're the same age.
44. Yeah.
Not quite. I'm actually younger than you.
Two.
Yeah.
God. Hi, my name's Sue Ellen and I work at A Place to Belong. We're a really small mental health agency that works in Brisbane, and we support people to live in the community. And one of my roles is as team leader of Trevor's team. Trevor's world, it's not saccharine sweet. It's not white middle class. That doesn't mean that it's not valid, and that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a right to be a part of this community. And it's hard to get a full picture of Trevor sometimes, and some people, they will only see some things, and they will only see negative things about Trevor. We want to see all the good things, but at the same time, we can't deny that there are real challenges in his life. There would be some people that might say, oh, this is too hard, you know, why do you bother?
Get new TV.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So you've saved up the money you've been earning walking the dogs and getting a new telly.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is it a big TV?
Yeah.
That's great, Trevor.
My old TV wang. And my girl, two girl, Suki.
So is dog girl Louise?
Yeah, it's Louise.
Louise, you're doing really well, Trev.
Louise.
It's almost. Huh? Very good. And you can say radio too.
Radio.
Radio.
Girl.
Yes.
I got my radio.
You do.
So, Trevor, I'm just interested to know if you see yourself as having a disability. Because we've never really talked about this. No. But obviously you've got some challenges. Can I say some of the challenges that I see?
Yeah.
You have some trouble with your speech. You have some challenges around memory, whether it's some short-term memory loss or that you might even have had some brain damage. That means that your brain doesn't work sometimes quite as well. I don't know. You have some challenges around processing some information, around understanding sometimes. Would that be right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of problems with Trevor. You like mischief, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because why? If you go out there and get yourself into hot water, don't you? Yes. He dresses up like a clown. Stirs up the bus drivers.
And coppers.
And he goes up and stirs up QR staff at Central Station as well.
Yep.
He was always being charged all the time. Don't do that anymore now, do we?
No, no.
Because if we do that anymore, what happens, Trevor?
Goes down.
Whack. Isn't that right? Yes.
When I've served everybody, I'll come over. How about that?
Trevor's got a great sense of humour. He's very, very good at being in social situations and you know, getting people to talk and to chat.
Grandma, you be here?
Grandma, the name's Anne.
Oh, you're old.
Yeah, I'm old and I'm a grandma, but that's weird. My name is Anne.
What, you're 65?
Yeah.
We did here today, tonight.
What am I doing here tonight?
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm eating dinner.
Yeah. Why?
I'm hungry.
My dinner.
Trevor is very interested in connecting people. So, would that be right, Trevor?
Yeah. Hey, Aiden!
Trev!
You going to come to get food that night?
Depends. What time do you want me to come over?
Early.
Early? No, yeah. I can't come, but we can cook dinner if I come early.
Seven.
Do you want to invite someone over for dinner?
Yeah, Anna. Emma.
I discovered that Trevor intuitively reads people's emotions, far better than most people realise. One evening, I met him at St Andrew's Church in South Brisbane, and it felt foreign and unfamiliar to me because I have no religious upbringing at all. Trevor bounded up and instantly sensed my unease, saying, "You okay, bub?" He grabbed my hand and brought me right up to the front of the congregation.
He's caring. You know, like, he thinks of other people first. Yeah, and I see that as a nice gift of Trev's, that he does think of other people. Hi, I'm Carmel. I'm working a place to belong. I'm one of Trev's support workers. Grab some lunch.
Yeah, I got my saucy.
You're walking the dogs at 1.
Yeah.
Not finished yet. Sit back down here, Plo.
Yeah.
Seeing you got sausages in the fridge, yeah. I will go up to Kim Tam's and get myself a pie.
Yeah.
And come back. Then it should be time for walking the dogs.
Okay, two dog walking. Two doggy.
As I got to know Trevor and his world, I saw many people trying to control him or teach him to be more in control. It was often done with the best of intentions, but he didn't always understand or care about their expectations of him. He just wanted to be liked.
Yeah.
Shuggy. Oh, my hat there.
Hi, I'm Louise, and Trevor walks my dogs and has become my friend.
Shuggy.
Yeah, girl.
My dogs, my two girls, Choc Labs, and they are my pride and joy. They're my babies, and they love him.
Come here. There you go.
Shuggy.
I reckon Suki bounds down the hall quicker, if not quicker, when she sees Trev than when she sees me, and her tail wags, and it's just loves him.
Come here. Sit.
They have grown accustomed to him quite quickly, which is odd because my other dog, Sonali, doesn't like men usually, but with Trev, didn't matter. What do you do with the money that you get from walking dogs?
Coco Pop.
No, you don't. Because I don't give you the money anymore, do I? Nah. We save it up for things.
Yeah. Socks.
We did. We've bought socks and we've bought a few jumpers and we bought some furniture.
Yeah.
Your table and chairs at home.
Yeah.
What's the next thing that you want to save for?
TV.
TV and what else?
Car guy.
Does that make you happy?
Yeah. I own it.
Playing all night? I don't think so. Because then you'll sleep in and not walk my dogs. And then you won't get paid.
Well, I might get up.
You might get up?
Yeah. Every time that dog bark, say, shit. I say, whoa, get back, you dog. I pull you up, pull you.
I did find out a little while ago that he was going, but he would then go and meet people and have coffee. And so they weren't actually walking for the 45 minutes. He was just going to see his friends. So I sort of said, we'll do that after we walk the dogs and walk the dogs first. So he sort of got that.
Big head. Chicky. Chicky.
Whenever we go up now towards Fairfield and the old factory that he used to work at, he always comments about, like, glad he's not there getting paid, like, $2 an hour. So that makes him happy that he's not there and he's doing something better. And what did you do there, Trevor?
Put letters in box.
Put letters in box. Yeah, envelope stuffing.
Ah, shit job.
Comes at 7:30.
Copy, Bear. We got coffee.
So how come you're late this morning? Just got a little lazy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got to get yourself motivated, boy, okay? Wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have a shave.
Yeah.
Have a shower.
Yeah.
And then down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Stephen Maple, and I've known Trevor now for 4 years. I went through a divorce. I mean, I got myself out of it pretty quickly because I went and done volunteer work with Drug Arm for 8 months. Then I just sort of seen all these people coming in and getting clothes and things like that. And then seen all these people around the streets and so forth. And I just took it upon myself to concentrate on the ones that I thought get results. And I'm seriously getting results, especially with Trevor. Personally, myself, I think Trevor should be back in the sheltered workshop, and then he associates with people of his own kind with all different problems, although he doesn't like some of the bosses there. But he has to learn that the bosses are there to give him directions, and that when he's told to do something, he's got to do it. And you told me you enjoyed that.
Shit, paid $2 a day.
It shouldn't have been about money, and we talked about this previously, didn't we? Not about money. It's about keeping you busy. Keeping you busy. What is it about?
Busy.
Did you hear what I said? Come here. Listen to what I'm saying. It says, keeping you busy. Keeping me busy. I know you don't like it.
1, 2, 3. Poor bus driver, help me.
There's a whole lot of Trevor's life that we don't know about. We get fragments of it. We get bits of it. We hear bits and we try and join the dots together sometimes.
I also became curious about Trevor's early life, And on Father's Day, when we visited his Uncle Bob in a nursing home, he filled in some of the gaps in Trevor's 46 years. Like why he's preoccupied with morgues, black suits, and the hymn Amazing Grace.
Uncle Bob, sick, cancer, nursing home. Yeah. Oh, please, nursing.
You gotta remember, as far as Trevor goes, I'd be the closest in the family that he's got. My name's Bob Skinner. I'm Trevor's guardian, or have been for since he was 11 year old. He was locked up. He was put into the home in Toowoomba. And that was the end of the line for him until I said, no, he's not stone bloody there. And he became a part of our family. I had two boys. So I took Trevor in and his brother in. And we all lived as one family.
Did you run a funeral home?
We had the funeral business. Actually, he used to sleep in the mortuary. His room was right against the mortuary. Of course, Glenda would be doing the funerals.
She's mother.
Well, she virtually mothered them all. And,
Pick the bodies up?
Yeah,
12 o'clock night time.
The night calls.
Not cool.
Got he attacked Trevor with. With his white shirt and black pants. And which he used to like that because it gave him responsibility and something to do, which he loved. And he was loved by a lot of people as well. I just hope he behaves himself, and he said, I still got to put my foot on his neck at times. That's about it, Trevor. You have nothing else to say. So he's fast asleep again. Typical.
Trevor was always playing games. He'd pretend to fall asleep when he was bored or if the direction of the conversation wasn't going where he wanted. I think it was his way of claiming back control. What are your favourite things?
Go see Darren.
Go see Darren.
My name's Darren McGee and I've known Trevor now for about 12 years. I never expected to have a friend like Trevor. He was a surprise package. He was at the hospital the other day when we went up to see his uncle and he came in as Elvis Presley and there was a lot of laughs at the hospital, but that's what Trevor does really well. And he loves getting his face painted. And generally anything with a mask. So I remember him coming into the church one day with a face painted as the devil and somebody was preaching that wasn't used to because it was a bit of an low-key church, that they couldn't believe it when Trevor walked in dressed as the devil. Stopped him in his tracks. It was a funny sight. So me and Trevor have been best mates now for a real long period of time. And we first met each other when I was working with the Salvation Army. I was doing a street van and Trevor was living on the streets at that stage. On and off. He'd live in boarding houses and then sometimes he'd be on the streets, exposed to a lot of abuse physically and mentally. And over the years, I got to know him and one of his best friends called Sheila. And they used to sleep in the botanical gardens and they had a special spot where they used to stay. So and you had to jump the fence to get into them because it was quite safe then. He'd also have someone sleeping in the tree above them. And possums would come around at night. And I remember once or twice, Trevor getting bit by a possum. Used to come and visit them after I knocked off on shift just to make sure they're okay and got to know them really well. Over the years, more people have come into his life and I've kind of stepped back a bit.
I would describe Trevor as a friend. He is very loyal, very forgetful. And he's just so observant where other people aren't. Earlier this year, I had to go into hospital as they found a clot just above my heart. And when Trevor found out I was in hospital, within an hour he had come up to see me and would come up once he learnt how to find me. He'd come up every day and sit with me and make sure I was okay. And I'm sure he was there to look at the pretty nurses as well. But, you know, he went and he wrote on a card and bought flowers and was just genuinely caring and concerned for me. So although he can be a bit silly and we can play around sometimes and he called me fruitcake, there's a genuine care for my well-being there, which is very touching. And he's a big dad because he tucks his T-shirt and then he pulls his shorts right up and that looks bad. So, yeah. So he's doing it now. So, yeah, that's not good. And he knows he's a dad when he does it.
Copy me. Come, say food.
Trevor loves getting food and coffee for free. He knew every place in Brisbane that served the homeless, and they all knew him. Every morning, he'd arrive at 6 a.m. at the Roma Street Parklands to wait for his free breakfast, takeaway lunch, clothes and secondhand books. And this is where he got to know Steve.
Why didn't you have a shave this morning? Because everything in life's got whiskers on it?
Yeah.
Yeah? But make sure you have a shave today,
yeah.
Please.
Yep.
It looks horrible, really does. It makes you look like a monkey. Not allowed to dress up in his Santa Claus suit anymore, because police don't like it. Yeah? So now he dresses up like an airline pilot.
Yeah.
I try to help Trevor where I possibly can.
Yeah, old man.
And I'm an old man, am I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a smart old man.
Yeah.
If I'm an old man, you're an old man too.
Yeah.
And I stayed at your place for how long? 1 week.
Yeah.
Did I show you how to clean your bathroom?
Yep. Yeah.
And did I show you how to vacuum your floors?
Yeah.
And did I get you a vacuum cleaner for your lounge room?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes. And so do you do that every day?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you make your bed?
Yep. Yeah.
That's good.
Ooh, dirty undies, Trevor.
No, not my undies. Oh, yeah, mine. I've got a hole for them. Oh.
What's wrong?
No, I'd find my money there. Mwah! My money. I lost that last night.
But you found it, which is good.
What?
Do you sometimes lose your money, Trevor?
Yeah. Right there. Right there. Yeah. What I got now? I'm not selling no one.
Now, Trev, I want the honest truth here. Paddy. Mm. Have you been walking Paddy? You haven't?
Mm.
Okay, do you think we need to contact Paddy's owner to say that you're not doing it and why you're not doing it? I can't hear ya. Mm.
Trevor and his dog walking job became a big drama for almost all the people in his life. He was only walking them 2 days out of the five he committed to.
I was happy to pay Trev to come and do the job, but he just couldn't get here. And even though I was calling him and people at Place to Belong were calling him and asking him if he'd walked the dog, the answer was yes. And then I get home and he hadn't. So I was very frustrated.
We're told a boss coming.
Boss coming?
Yeah.
My boss?
The mob.
Who's your boss?
Me.
Louise, the dog owner, blamed his support workers, but they didn't see it as just their responsibility. It was a turning point in my relationship with Trevor too. I found myself becoming one of those people trying to control him.
Now, Trevor, it's your job and you didn't turn up. You're responsible for your own things, Trevor. Seriously. If you don't turn up, that's your responsibility. Isn't it?
No.
No? Well, whose fault is it then?
No.
Whose fault?
So you're not going to be responsible for anything.
I think what's really important in working with Trevor is that we need to be careful we don't adopt a really patronising sort of maternalistic thing of that we know best for Trevor, and that, you know, we will do for him and we'll do to him. Trevor is the captain of his ship, and we as a service are there to try and support that, but we don't control that. We can't control that. It's not our role to try and control Trevor.
ABC man here. Hey, I miss you, bub. Hey, bub, oh, I think you get done. Hey, I miss ya.
Trevor has struggled with knowing boundaries, and particularly with women.
I hope that you, I hope that girl you get done last night.
Which girl?
At my place. She's done me last night.
Yeah?
Hey. There were a lot of problems with Trevor, with taking girls home from the valley that were not nice. And then when you had problems, what did you do? You come down here and you asked me to go up there and get rid of them. And I did. And then I gave him a couple of whacks under the jaw, and then it stopped. And it hasn't been going on since, has it, Trevor?
You're bad. You got a car?
No, Trevor, I don't have a car.
Ah. You boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend, and you know I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't met him, but you know I have a boyfriend.
I got a girlfriend.
I was told that that wasn't true.
What?
That you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're just friends.
Yeah, friend.
Just friends?
Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
He might make some decisions, say, around boundaries with women that we might not approve of or that aren't the right thing, in inverted commas, but we see that as one of our roles, is to assist him to be able to know what appropriate boundaries are in different situations. So some of that is quite explicit guidelines for him around not hugging people that you don't know and not hugging without being asked to hug.
Andrew, ABC man here. Karaoke.
I'm going to come to karaoke with you, Trev.
Yeah, where? Right.
Tonight at the Brunswick, it's on.
You?
I'm coming along too. I'm not going to do much singing though, but...
Yeah, you might.
Oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trev does this every week, and I am doing supporting folks. Come on down, Trev. Where's Chris Layton? Chris Layton. I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. 'Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
He is hard to contain. He's excited and he really is energised around people. If he goes to an event, he wants to be involved in the event. He doesn't sit back. And Trevor's really energetic. I know on the radio it might be hard to kind of pick that up, but he's very fit. He can sprint pretty fast. He can ride fast on bikes. So he does things very quickly.
Good day up karaoke last night.
And what were you saying about, you were talking about Uncle Bob?
Oh, yeah.
He's just a bit sick.
Yeah, can't. Or Bob everywhere.
Oh, no. So you got to see him yesterday?
Yep. Oh, can't wake you up.
Oh, he's not, he's unconscious.
Yeah, he fall.
He fall.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Trev. I'm sorry to hear that.
Then next time I say he might die.
Oh, Trevor. Are you gonna go see him?
I'm all right. What? Not see here. See how?
He also comes and visits people, so he's got certain people around that he'll go and visit them. And he loves coming around and visiting Louise at the moment, I think.
Wait. Trev, can you close the back door and you make your coffee?
Louisa.
Yeah, take her out. Come on. Outside. Both of you. Do you like walking my dogs?
Yeah.
I went away on holidays and he has walked the dogs every day for the last 2 weeks. And, like, I've told him that, you know, he's got $10 by 10. He's got $100 and it's like, oh, good, and he's spent it 10 times over already. But I think Trevor thought I bought him things because he was my friend. Are you a hard worker?
Yeah.
Really?
How hard do you work?
Real fucking hard.
Oh, you're not allowed to swear.
The amazing grace, how sweet the sound, the way I meet. I want right now, I found the sound.
In terms of some big things that have happened, Trevor's Uncle Bob died, and that for Trevor is incredibly significant for him. And fortunately, at Uncle Bob's funeral, they did sing Amazing Grace. So that's one of the first things he told me when I saw him after that, was that they'd sung that hymn. A couple of months after Trevor got into so much strife for not walking the dogs, he managed to do it every day for 5 weeks straight. And he saved up enough money for a new TV and an Xbox.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, how are you? Are you tidying your room?
Yeah.
Come have a look. You're a TV.
Woo!
Oh, shit.
How big's that? That's for you. Come and show us where you want to put it.
Right, too nervy.
Excited or
nervous? Nervy.
We're at Trevor's house, and what's just happened is Trevor has walked the dogs for 5 weeks continuously and has saved up enough money for a 37-inch flat-screen TV. Your old TV, did it work?
No.
And so at night you didn't want to come home, did you? Because you had nothing to do. So now do you think you'll come home and watch what?
Give me.
What's your favourite show?
Cop Shop. Police Show.
So we've showed Trevor how to turn on the TV and what channel the police show's on, so he's all set for tonight. And I think he's a bit excited. Are you a bit excited about TV tonight?
Yeah. TV. Can dog walk you? Get paid. Too high. My hubby.
How happy?
Fucking happy.
Big bit.
After spending months with Trevor, I realised that he has many complexities. He has a deeper understanding of the world around him than most people give him credit for. He slips almost too comfortably into the role of incessant joker or affable big kid. He can frustrate you and charm you all at the same time. But don't be fooled. There's more to Trev than well-worn jokes, costumes, and bus trips. That's the superficial Trev. It's a deliberate act that he's been playing for years. So he remains safe, the people around him feel at ease, and he maintains control of his world.
Sit! Hey! Sit! 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 Whatever! Shake! You got water?
You got water?
Alright,
then we'll see you in a bit.
Yeah. Hey, give me a coffee.
Trev's World was produced by Kate Walton. The sound engineer was Stephen Tilley. The associate producer was Claudia Taranto. And thank you to Hamish Sewell and A Place to Belong. If you're wondering what Trevor's world looks like, then go to the 360 Documentaries website and you'll see pics of Kate and Trevor taken during their time together. Also, if you'd like to learn more about Kate's experience of making a program with someone who has an intellectual disability, how she negotiated the complicated questions around consent, for instance, you'll find a short essay by her on our website.